Corporation Counsel submitting an information report on the pension benefit ramifications of proposed changes to the correctional officer lieutenant positions. This is also referred to the Committee on Personnel. And this is informational only.
I thought that would be excellent.
Giving you information for the next item.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Mark Grady, Corporation Counsel's Office. I did give you a fairly detailed memo.
Yeah.
I thought I'd err on the side of giving you everything I could think of rather than leaving anything out. But I can summarize it, I think, fairly simply.
That's as complex a memo as I've seen.
Well, I have to say that the pension ordinances, because of the interplay with union contracts, have become extremely complicated.
Yeah.
I only analyzed two scenarios, really, and that was a correction officer being promoted to a lieutenant and a deputy sheriff who would, for some reason, decide he'd like to become a correction officer lieutenant. I didn't address anything else. I assume that these positions will be unrepresented positions. And then I analyzed various facets of pension benefits. For almost all of the scenarios I laid out in this memo, nothing changes for those individuals. There are three exceptions in this memo where something will change. The first one is found at the bottom of page 2. And because of the way things work, if you're a member of AFSCME, a correction officer currently, and you were hired after March 15th, 2002, but prior to February 1st, 2007, and you become a correction officer lieutenant, you will lose any option for a backdrop. The other change is on page 3, the paragraph next to, second paragraph from the bottom. If you are an AFSCME employee, a correction officer, who is hired after January 1st, 1994, and prior to January 1st, 2006, and you become a correction officer lieutenant, you will become eligible for the Rule of 75 when you otherwise would not have been. The third change is on page 4 at the bottom paragraph. If you are a correction officer, AFSCME employee, hired after September 1st, 1985, but prior to October 30th, 1987, and you become a correction officer lieutenant, you will no longer have overtime included in your final average salary. So from a cost standpoint, those are the three changes. There's one last one on page 6. It's fairly unlikely, but a deputy sheriff who decided to become a correction officer lieutenant will be eligible for a deferred vested pension after 5 years rather than after 10 years. I think that's fairly minimal. Of the other three, obviously, the first category was the loss of a backdrop by some limited number of possible employees. The third one was the loss of overtime inclusion and final average salary for a very narrow window of employees. And then the third category is the gain of the Rule of 75 by a potentially substantial number of correction officers.
I got that one.
Any questions, Supervisor Jersey?
Under the pending budget repair bill, are corrections officers included, but sheriff deputies not included in the changes?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the exception in the budget repair bill for public safety employees or public safety workers applies only at Milwaukee County to deputy sheriffs and firefighters. So correction officers are treated like all other employees with respect to the bill.
And I assume none of that was factored into this.
It was not. Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Short of county board action, none of the pension benefits are going to change by the budget repair bill. The budget repair bill requires Milwaukee County to begin pension contributions from employees. Mm-hmm. Everything else is an option given to the county board, not a requirement based on the county board because of the loss of collective bargaining over pension benefits. So nothing about benefits automatically changes with the budget repair bill to county pensioners, county employees.
We would be required to bargain bargained for these changes with the sheriff deputies, but not
right.
asked the correctional
right.
officers.
You could make pension benefit changes subject to the constitutional limitations with respect to everyone other than deputy sheriffs and firefighters.
Right. This gets very complicated.
Well, ask me then. It's not covered.
So you were saying that there's a potential for a large impact on the county, negative impact, as it relates to gain of the Rule 75 for correctional officers?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. I don't know the numbers, but the time period from January 1, 94 to January 1, 2006 is obviously 12 years. I assume there's a fair number of correction officers hired into that window, if you will, that 12-year period. How many of them will become lieutenants, obviously, we don't know. I don't know how many. I think there's 30 proposed positions, something like that. 18. So you're having, you have a very large potential category, but you only have 18 positions they're being promoted into. So you have 18 people who could gain that if they're promoted from the CO ranks. And then maybe over time, as there's turnover, there would be more. So not everyone hired in that 12-year window is going to get through 075, just the ones who are promoted. So it's only the 18 plus whatever turnover occurs over the next few years.
Does the county have any reports to limit the potential impact of the gain of Rule 75 while at the same time kind of limiting the backdrop for officers and inconsistent, I guess, with overtime as it relates to the officers?
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the Rule 75 question, we've dealt with something similar previously with non-represented deputy sheriffs. You may recall, say approximately a year ago, year and a half ago, we amended the ordinances so that deputy sheriffs were promoted into non-represented deputy sheriff positions, captains, et cetera, lieutenants, did not have the ability to gain pension benefits through those promotions. You could adopt an ordinance amendment with respect to the Rule 75 to do that here. There's nothing that would prohibit you from doing that other than time. I don't have one prepared for you.
Supervisor Mayor?
I like what he just said, and I'm glad it's informational. When we get to the next item, I'd like to lay it over until we get that information so we can put that in there so we will not be affected with Rule 75.
Are there any questions? Why don't we move on to the next item?